song we are going, we are singing, is also pastimes of Krishna at Jamuna River. So today, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25, the characteristics of King Puranjana, and the verse is 14. 14 and 15 are together, so we'll cover together. Prakaro Pavanatala. Parikahe Akshitoranahe. Swarna Ropaya Sahe Shange. Sankulam Sarvato Grahe. Prakaro Pavanatala. Parikher Akshitoranahe Swarna Rondhase Shange Sankulam Sarvato Grahe Prakaro Pavanantatadale Parikher Akshitoranahe Swarna Rupya Shehe Shange Shankulam Sarvato Grahe. Prakara. Walls. Upavan. Parks. Atal. Towers. Parikahe. With trenches. Aksh. Windows. Tornahe. With gates. Swan, everybody knows, gold. Rope, silver. Ayeshe, made of iron. Shange, with domes. Shankulam, congested. Sarvata, everywhere. Grahe, with houses. Translation by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. That city was surrounded by walls and parks, and within it were towers, canals, windows and outlets. The houses there were decorated with domes made of gold, silver and iron. Please repeat. That city was surrounded by walls and parks. And within it were towers. Canals, windows, and outlets. The houses there were decorated with domes made of gold, silver, and iron. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The divine grace of Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The body is protected by walls of skin. As we all know, the body is protected by walls of skin. A bit of a lesion in the skin. He has so much problem. The hairs on the body are compared to parks, and the highest parts of the body like the nose and head are compared to towers. The wrinkles and depressions on different parts of the body are compared to trenches or canals. The eyes are compared to windows, and the eyelids are compared to protective gates. The three types of metal, gold, silver and iron, represent the three modes of material nature, mode of goodness, mode of oppression and mode of ignorance. Gold represents goodness, silver, oppression and iron is ignorance. The body is also sometimes considered to be a bag containing three elements, also called Sridhatu in Sanskrit, which means mucus, bile and air. Kaph, pit and vayu. Yashatma buddhi kunape tridhatuke. According to Bhagavatam 10.84.13, one who considers this bag of mucus, bile and air to be the self is considered no better than a cow or an ass. So we are going to next verse also. Neel Spatik Vedarya Mukta Markatarunehe Klapta harmya sthalim deeptam striya bhogvatim piva. The floors of the houses in that city were made of sapphire, crystals, diamonds, pearls, emeralds. All these floors were made of sapphire, crystal, diamonds, pearls, emeralds and rubies. Because of the luster of the houses in the capital, the city was compared to the celestial town named Bhogavati. You can do any amount of sense gratification. Purported by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In the city of the body, the heart is considered to be the capital. Just as the capital of a state is specially gorgeously filled with various high buildings and lustrous palaces, the heart of the body is filled with various desires and plans for material enjoyment. Such plans are sometimes compared to valuable jewels such as sapphires, rubies, emeralds, pearls, etc. The heart becomes the center for all planning for material enjoyment. Om Ajnanatimanandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshurmukhan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadam Vandeham Shri Gurum Shri Padmanam. Shri Gurun Vaishvansha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tansa Jeevam Savdetam Savdhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakavitamsa. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deen Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namasate Tapt Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshri Vishwanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripri Vancha Kalpudvyascha Kapasundhu Evcha Patitanam Pavnevyo Vaishnavibhyo Namanaman. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurabhut Vinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So, as we all know, we are discussing this chapter 4. Chapter 25 from Canto 4, which is the characteristics of King Puranjana, which is an allegory, as you were told in several speakers told us. And Puranjana is the person who is trying to enjoy the body the best way we can. So Naraji became extremely compassionate. Sorry, everybody can hear now? Naraji became extremely compassionate for King Puranjana, for King Barishat, King Barishat, and because he belongs to the Dhruv family and that lineage, and when Naraji saw that this king is doing a lot of tapasya, a lot of austerities, and he showed him, look at the sky, so many birds are flying, and they are just waiting for you, so when you leave the body, they will gulp you. So this is the situation that we want to just satisfy our desires, which are millions and millions of desires, and we want to satisfy those things in that mirage, you can say, then we will be suffering lots of miseries. As it said, Janmratyu Jara Vyadhi. So Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita is telling us very clearly that if we don't go towards Krishna and we just want to satisfy our senses, and we have to suffer. We all have come with a big, very heavy baggage on our head when we came to this material world. That's why we got a body. We just got a body for especially this human body, so we can suffer all the reactions what we have done in millions and millions of lives. Sometimes one may be surprised that a 2-year-old boy is having a tumor we call it reticuloblastoma. Reticuloblastoma is such a terrible disease like malignant melanoma, and the lifespan is after diagnosis maybe few months, at the most 1 or 2 years. So you can, a parent were asking, why my child is having such a terrible disease? 2 year old, what has he done? He has not harmed anybody. So why he has, so now you can see that the reactions, everything whatever we are doing is being watched, and if we are not careful, we have to suffer. Even if we are careful or not careful, we have to, the law of nature will punish us. And in Bhagavatam Canto 5, Sukhdev Goswami is describing 28 times of hell. And the 28 times of hell, and we get such great punishment. We leave this gross body here, but we go with subtle body to Yamraj for punishment in those hells. And these hells are terrible. Some places there are such big birds, they try to take away the flesh. They just completely injure you. And you have got a subtle body. So that subtle body is giving you so much trouble. And you have to suffer. And we are beaten also with so terribly that you can't die because you have to suffer. Unless that period is finished, then we have to. So we have to know. And we have, that's why after we have known this, we have to preach this. That's why Srila Prabhupada is saying in so many places that whatever knowledge you have got, you have to sort of give to others also. That's why we, as devotees, we are not devotees, we are just trying to be devotees. We pray to Radharani, as is Kartik month especially. Shri Radhe Meri Swamini, please repeat. Radhe Meri Swamini.
Radhe
Meri Swamini. Ho Dasan Ko
Das.
Janma Janma Dijiye.
Vrindavan
Ko Bas. That means those who learn the English means that, hey Radhe Rani, you are my real mother, and you are my service, everything. And please give me a birth in holy dham like Vrindavan so that we can serve you eternally all the time. And Mahaprabhu also says the same thing. Yive Swarupai Krishne Nitya Das. We are all eternal servants of Krishna. We have to know that. So we have to serve Krishna. Srila Vidyapati also gives a poem. He says that Tatal Shekate Vari Bindu Sama Sutmit Ramani Samaje. That means sense gratification with society, friends, and love is compared to a drop of water falling on the desert. Now, desert needs oceans of water. So, a drop of water, what will it do? How can it satisfy this body? Because we are what we say, completely, fully under the lotus feet of Krishna. Mahaprabhu also that we want to enjoy our senses, but we can't obtain any material body enjoy the senses, like matter and water. Sorry, water and oil. You can't mix them. Even if you try to mix them, you keep them for some time, and again the oil will settle and water will come up. So we all know that we cannot enjoy this body. And wherever we go, that's Puranjana is showing that we are, Naraji saying that we are a spiritual spark covered by matter and can't enjoy senses fully in any body or under any circumstances. And if we can't enjoy, then what happens? We get frustrated, we get morose, we get harassed, and then we get angry. And the more we suffer, the more we get entangled in this material world. Because this is a vicious circle. Mahaprabhu also says, Bharat bhumi te haila manush janam yaar, janam sartha kari kar paropkar. Now in India there is a lot of facilities for spiritual advancement, as we heard in the last lecture. And we have got a lot of opportunities for spiritual advancement. So we have to take the opportunity. And Prabhupada says that in West there is so much of that's right. And therefore we must try to guide from the Indian Vedic culture so that they can also, like lame and blind. Blind men can't see and lame can't walk. So Western people, if they haven't got knowledge, then they can get help of the, and the lame person can't walk. So we both can do together. Srila Prabhupada was met somebody in Juhu, a very big businessman came, and Srila Prabhupada, so he was praising Srila Prabhupada. Oh, Srila Prabhupada, you have done, from 40 rupees, you have made a fortune, more than 40 crores rupees, millions of dollars. So Prabhupada said, all right, why don't you join ISKCON then? What's wrong? Because he's a very businessman, big lot of money. So he said, I'll think about it. So this is the situation. Even if you tell them, give them the knowledge, people don't want to listen. Because when we are young, we have got so much hormones in the body circulating that we want to make our plans. So that's why they say heart is the place which is a planning commission. Always trying to find out ways and means of satisfying the senses and take pleasure out of it. But that is very temporary. Whereas the what we get in the Krishna consciousness, we have got full ananda. Anandamayo abhyasat. So we have to take advantage of the spiritual advancement, and after attaining human body, our goal of life is to attain this knowledge and distribute it to as many persons as possible. Otherwise, we have to have Mrityu Janma Jara Vyadhi, 13.9 Bhagavad Gita. We have to suffer the three types of kleshas: adhyatmik, adhibhautik, and adhidevik. Adhyatmik means from body and mind, adhibhautik from other living entities, adhibhautik is from the natural disturbances, and adhyatmik, we said adhibhautik, and adhidevik is from the natural disturbances. That's why in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Janam kam chame divyam evam yoveti tattva tattva deham punarjanam neti manam viti surjana. That you have to know about Krishna. Janam kam chame divyam. Because if we learn about Krishna from various sources like Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, then if we try to at least know, hear from the spiritual masters and those who have realized, the self-realized persons, then we can easily get away from this Maya. People are talking about equality of sex and so many other things, but this is all bogus. Because unless we all have got devotion in our heart, but we are so much covered by the three modes of material nature that somebody has to awake us up, so that we can get to this knowledge. I'll tell you my small story about my childhood. I was only 4 or 5. My mother used to say, Punrapi Janani Jatre Shainam Traya Murare Traya Murare, that if you don't become a devotee, then you have to take birth in another womb, and it can be a human womb or it can be an animal womb. So everything depends on our actions, how what we do. That's the most important. Otherwise, we are praying at the, when we are in the womb, we are praying to Lord that please let me get out of this space, so much terrible space and so much dark, and you just want to get out of this situation and free. And then when you come out, then they say happy birthday to you. So then you completely forget everything about the pain which we had in the womb. So we, by chanting the holy name, Prabhupada gave us the best course, is chanting the holy name. And then by chanting vibrations, the transcendental vibrations, they affect the heart, and by transformation of that, we can easily become devotee. I'll tell you the story about that. When Jagai and Malhai were in Bengal, they were making too much hue and cry in the whole society. So there was a big crowd, and Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur were trying to teach the Hare Krishna Mantra in Bengal. So because of that, a big crowd, so Nityananda Prabhu asked the public, one person, what is the crowd? So they said, they told that there are two dacoits, and they are the women hunters and the meat eaters and drunkards and intoxicants, and they are making a lot of trouble for the whole society. So Nityananda Prabhu just approached him, and when he approached him, so I think Jagai just threw a clay pot, broken clay pot, and Nityananda started bleeding from the forehead, and still Nityananda Prabhu said, just say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And then when Mahaprabhu came to know, he came and he wanted to for this Sudarshan Chakra to finish him, but Nityananda Prabhu prayed, no, please, your avatar incarnation is to spread the name, holy name, and please don't kill them. So Mahaprabhu said, all right, on one condition I can leave them, that if they don't repeat these activities again in this lifetime, then they can be exiled. And they promised, and he was. Similarly, Krishna is so compassionate. Actually, Srila Prabhupada said in Los Angeles, one of the lectures, that Krishna is a million times more merciful than even mother's love. So he loves all of them. So if we eat meat, we are killing the animals, and that means Krishna is feeling hurt, and naturally we have to be punished. Similarly, we are doing a lot of intoxications, we are stealing money, we are plunderers and robbers, so naturally we have to suffer. So all these things ultimately give us more reactions, and we have to suffer, and we can sometimes become cat and dog also. So we have to be very careful. The sadachar, that might be. That's why everybody says we have to have such a good character that we try to serve Krishna. That's Lord Krishna says 18.65 in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokishyami ma shucha. So because Lord wants us back in the spiritual world, that's why he is giving this mantra, this verse, that you come back to me and I'll relieve you from all you, whatever you have done in millions of last time. So the only idea is to surrender to lotus feet of Krishna, and that's why. And actually, if you want to be a good devotee, you have to say ananya chintyanto mam ye jana parpasye tesham nidhyukta nam yog kshema vayamya. Krishna says that I promise that whatever you have got, whatever you possess, I'll keep that, and whatever you need, I'll give you that. So who can be more merciful than Krishna? So unless we remember Krishna all the time, Rupa Goswami says, always remember Krishna and never forget it. So if we take the instructions of the acharyas, and then we can really get the wonders, all the rewards from Krishna. Whatever we need, He is giving everything. He gives us clean water, He is giving us cloth, He is giving us shelter. So what else we want? But when we think of enjoying the senses, then there is a problem. Because then we forget Krishna completely, and then we are subjected to all the reactions. As you know, in Bhagavad Gita, karma, akarma, vikarma, where we have to do, we can't do vikarma, we have to do good karmas, and we have akarma means no reactions. That means in Krishna consciousness. Now they are dividing into three groups: nishkam, kam, and bhakti. They are near three groups in 11th canto. We were studying last night that how they are dividing. Bhakti is most. Bhakti means rati to Lord. Bhakti. So if we know how to, if we take the shelter of a spiritual master especially, then we can be easily guided how to act and how to get self-realized. So most important thing is we have to get self-realized. Like we are in a fisherman's net, you know, and it's very hard to get out of that net and be free. So we have to glorify Krishna and chant the holy name as much as possible. Because soul's food is really holy name. So unless we chant the holy name, we cannot get out. Human wealth is most valuable thing. We can also talk about the various aspects of devotional service. And I got some nice deep prints. Maybe I can talk to you in a good time. To discuss those things. The holy name is always pure. 10 kinds of offenses should be considered when we are chanting the holy name. In the beginning, when one is initiated into chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, there are naturally many offenses. Therefore, devotees should very carefully try to avoid these offenses and chant purely. This does not mean that Hare Krishna Mahamantra is sometimes pure, sometimes impure. No. The chanter is impure, and because of the material contamination, we don't get the desired result. So we have to purify ourselves so that the holiness will be perfectly effective. Chanting the holy name of Lord inoffensively will help one get immediately shelter of God. Chanting the holy name of Lord inoffensively will help one get immediately shelter of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. This means that by chanting purely, one will immediately be situated on the transcendental platform. Brahmbhuta Prashanatma na shuchati na kamshati. We should note, however, that according to Mahaprabhu, one should not wait to purify himself before chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Whatever the condition may be, we should begin chanting immediately. By the power of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we will gradually be relieved from all material contamination and will get shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, the ultimate goal of life. Now, practice of tolerance. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave a seminar, and I'll just read the verse. Kenachit Vishuna Gitam Paribhute Durajane Smarta Dhrati Yuktena Vipakam Nijuk Kamanam. Once a certain sannyasi was insulted in many ways by impious men. However, with determination, he remembered that he was suffering the fruit of his own previous karma. Because he was an intelligent man, so he understood that he is suffering from previous karma. So Padmasambhava says, often materialistic, when we follow the materialist path, then there is so much misery that we are thinking of renunciation. This analysis, however, is superficial, since the punishment is actually the cumulative result of one's past karma. Some renunciants show lack of tolerance when presented with remnants of their previous sins and thus are forced to enter again into the path of impious life. Sri Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore instructs that one should become as tolerant as a tree. Trinadapi shunichena tarurapi shashna amanina mandena kichana chadana. If a neophyte on path of devotional service to the Lord's pure devotee is attacked by envious persons, he must accept it as a consequence of his previous fruitive activities. One should be intelligent and avoid future unhappiness by rejecting the ethic of an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. If one refuses to enter into enmity with envious men, they will automatically leave him alone. So you can't argue, you can't fight with envious people. This reminds me, especially I have seen, because where I was born, we had big Muslim gathering behind our house. And as a child, I used to just walk into their house and eat with them, you know. because they were giving so much love. So wherever there is love, you just want to follow. Now we have seen that later on I realized that these people have lot of problems like rectal bleedings and hemorrhoids and all that. So then I thought, why? Because then I realized that, oh, some of them are so envious that they get those hemorrhoids and piles and all sorts of problems. So envy, nimatsara, we have to be nimatsara if we want to go to spiritual world. So we have to free ourselves from those six defects which are on the highway. Kaam, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, matsar. That means lust, anger, greed, and all those things, so that we can get a mode of goodness. Qualification, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling about Krishna's pastime. Following his sections from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, entitled A Jad Bhav Jeev, the material conditioned soul has no qualification to hear Krishna's pastime. Not everyone is qualified to read the daily pastimes of Radha and Krishna. It is esoteric knowledge of great wonder that must be kept secret. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that. It is devotee's duty to not let those who are unqualified hear these topics. As long as the materially conditioned soul has not attained greed for spiritual world on the path of Raga, the description of these pastimes must be kept hidden from him. As long as the pure spiritual nature of Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes has not been arisen in the heart, one has no qualification for hearing these pastimes. Hearing them, the unqualified person will simply meditate on material relationship of male and female under the influence of Maya, and by this he will become degraded. The reader with great care should attain initiation into Shringaras, and only then can he enter the pastime, otherwise material logic will cast the heart into darkness. Those who are qualified, however, should daily read and meditate on the descriptions of pastime. This will remove all sins and bestow spiritual mood. The pastimes are human life, but though they appear worldly, they are an object of wonder even for uncommon persons possessing all power and all good qualities. In their writing, Goswamis are giving a synopsis of daily activities of Radha and Krishna for deliverance of those who are qualified to always remember these pastimes. Govind Lilamrat is one of the examples, one of the work where it's written. The qualified person on reading these experiences, bliss, bhajnanand, and by understanding the shringaras, Raganuka devotees meditating on such excellent pastime will contemplate their own service to the Lord. This constitutes the daily bhajan of such devotees. Lord has instructed us that we should consider carefully the following verse from chapter 33 of Bhagavatam, describing last dance. Aprakat Vishayashuddha, transcendental faith in non-fixed object. A transcendentally sober person who with faith and love continually hears from a realized soul about the activity of Lord Krishna in his rasdance with gopis, or one who describes such activities, can attain full transcendental devotional service at the lotus feet of Supreme Personality. Thus lusty material desires which are in the heart will all disappear, quickly disappear and completely vanquish. Bhagavatam 10.33.39. Another thing, we should not step on kshadam or on the flowers which have been offered to the deities. There are many prohibitions. For example, one should not cross or step over the flowers offered to the deities. This has been advised by Sanatana Goswami. The scriptures and Vaishnavas explain that there are also many other prohibitions. For example, one should not cross or step over the prasadam which has been offered to the deities. According to local tradition in Jagannath temple, if one steps over Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasadam, that offender will suffer from disease known as elephantiasis. Elephantiasis is a disease of the lymphatic, it's called lymphangitis. Prabhu knows. It's a chronic disease characterized by enlargement of legs. They become so large. You can compare like of an elephant. I've seen in South India. In the Vellore area, lots of elephantiasis. So, what they are saying that in Narsingh Puran, Narada Muni tells to King Santanu, O King, one should not cross or step over the flowers offered to Lord Narsingha or any other deities. Here is the full section of 28th chapter of Narsingha Puran. Srila Suda Goswami is telling Bharadwaj Muni about a conversation between Narada Muni and King Santanu. Maharaj Santanu was a devotee of Lord Narsimhadev. Following the instructions of Narada Muni, Santanu worshipped Lord Madhva. Once Santanu neglectfully stepped across Nirmalaya, remnants of flower prasadam of Lord Narsimha. As a result of this offense, he instantly lost his strength and was unable to get into excellent chariot that was offered to him by devas. So Santanu, King Santanu could not ride the chariot which was offered by devas to Santanu, because he was very pious, very religious king. The king wondered, how is it that I have lost all my power and I cannot move? Seeing that the king was worried, Naraji, and he inquired from Naraji, what is the matter? So Naraji said, O King, at some time or other, I am sure you have stepped across the Nirmalaya Prasadam of Lord Narsimhadev. That is why you are unable to move. Listen carefully while I narrate to you an ancient history. Once in the land known as Antarvedi, situated between Ganga and Yamuna in Uttar Pradesh, in India, there was an intelligent florist named Ravi. He had planted a large garden of Tulsi, which he called Vrindavan. In that garden, there were many groves with different variety of flowers like Malika, Malati, Jati, Bakula. He had erected a high wall all around the garden that was impossible to penetrate or cross over. Inside, he had built a cottage. He designed things in such a way that no one could enter the garden except by going through the cottage. The florist lived in that house with the garden attached to it. The garden was full of flowers, which made the area very fragrant. Every day, the florist along with his wife would pick the flowers and prepare garlands for the deities. First, he would set aside a number of garlands, some for worship of Lord Narsingha and some for to be used as gifts to Brahmanas. The couple maintained themselves with income gained from the sale of the garlands. After some time, Jayanta, the son of Indra, from heavenly planet, happened to notice Ravi's nice flower garden. Along with many heavenly ladies, Jayanta began entering that garden at night. Appreciating the fragrant flowers, he started picking all of them to offer to his lady friends. Day after day, the florist began finding all the plants stripped of the flowers. Bewildered, he thought, other than through my cottage, there is no other entrance way to the garden. The wall is high and insurmountable. I don't think it's possible for any mortal to steal these flowers at night. Let me keep a watch and see. The first stationed himself in the garden and kept himself awake that night. As on previous nights, Jayanta came and took all the flowers from the garden. The poor florist saw Jayanta, but was unable to do anything to stop him. He is the son of Indra, so naturally he couldn't do anything to him. Worried and aggrieved, he finally fell asleep in the garden. In his dream, he had a vision of Lord Narsingdev. The Lord addressed him as follows: "O my son, immediately picture some of my Nirmala Prasadam and scatter it around your garden." So Lord Narsingdev said, "You take out the remnants of flowers and spread out throughout the garden. There is nothing else that can be done to stop that wretched son of India." Having received that instruction from the omniscient Lord, Ravi above procured the flowers and did everything as advised by Lord Narsingdev. That night, as usual, the son of Indra came there in an invisible chariot. He got down from his chariot and was busy plucking flowers. Unknowingly, he stepped across some of the Lord Narsingdev's remnants of the prasadam, the flowers, and that is, the flourishes were scattered in the garden. All of a sudden, Jayanta felt too weak to get back into the chariot. Seeing this, the charioteer told him, "Sir, you are now unworthy of getting into the chariot. You have stepped across the offered flowers of Lord Narsingdev. I am returning to the heavenly planet without you. You will have to remain here on earth. Please don't try to get back into the chariot." The son of Indra then said, "O charioteer, before you turn to Swargloka, please tell me the means by which I can be freed of the offenses I have committed. After explaining this to me, you may return to my father's kingdom." The charioteer said, "In the holy place known as Kurukshetra, the great Purushram is performing a sacrifice." You know Kurukshetra, the war place where the Freshishad war took place, Mahabharata war. So Parashram, who is also incarnation of Lord Krishna, he was doing a lot of sacrifice, and which he did for 12 years. "You should go there and daily engage yourself in removing the remnants of the Brahmanas. By cleaning the place of sacrifice, you can be relieved of all your offenses." With these words, the charioteer started for the abode of Devas. As advised by charioteer, the son of Indra went to Kurukshetra on the bank of river Saraswati. There he engaged himself cleaning the sacrificial arena of Parashram by removing the remnants of Brahmanas. On the completion of the 12th year of sacrifice, so he had to do this for 12 years. You can see how much he had to suffer. Fearful of his conduct, Brahmanas asked him, "O illustrious one, one day, day in and day out, you have removed our remnants and cleaned the place of sacrifice. This whole time you have not taken any food. We are very much worried about you. Please reveal to us your identity." Thus asked by the Brahmanas, Jayanta narrated the whole story, what had happened, and then returned to his father's abode. Narada Muni said, "O king, you should be devotedly engage yourself in cleaning and removing the remnants of Brahmanas at the 12-year sacrifice for Parashram." So Santanu was advised that. "For cleansing oneself of sins, there is nothing more effective than service of the Brahmanas. O king, by following my advice, you will easily be able to get into the chariot offered by the Devas. Henceforth, O king, you should not cross or step over the flowers offered to Lord Narsingdev or any other deity." Following the advice of Narada Muni, for 12 years, Santanu engaged himself in removing the remnants of the Brahmanas. This king, who was formerly too weak to get into the chariot, later got back all his strength. So, these are few offenses. As they say, there are so many offenses in service also, like Nama Prad, Seva Prad, Jeeva Prad, Vaishnava Prad. So, Vaishnava Prad, as you all know, is quite serious. So, we have got only 5 minutes. See if somebody has any questions or comments. Thank you.
Stepped on those nursing of flowers, and then he couldn't get on his chariot, he was too weak to walk. But then how did he go to Kurukshetra? He couldn't walk. How did he go?
He went with the chariot. Just as a stretcher. Carry a stretcher. Thank you. Any other questions are coming? Anyone? Today we got short time because of the Kirtan, Kartik, and the festivity.
The whole month is going to be like that, Bhagavatam class. It's going to end late for the whole month.
So, what is the question, Sayali?
I have two questions. Like, before you could serve Brahmanas and then you could nullify it. But now if you by accidentally step, then how do you do it now?
That's a good question. What he is asking, that what we do now, if we step, we have to chant, I think. That is the easiest thing to do. What comes in your mind? Chanting the holy name can destroy lots of sins. They say that chanting even one holy name can destroy. We can't even do those much sins. So that's very, very powerful. Most powerful is Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. John has any question? Thank you very much. Hare
Krishna. So I had another question, if somebody kills like an animal, then in hell does he suffer in the body of an animal, or does he have to suffer in the body of an animal on earth?
I think when they die, they have to go to the Yamraj, Yamlok. And they are there primitive. So it can be, but killing by mistake is different than deliberate killing. If we are killing for eating purposes, that is most sinful. And as you know, 6 type of people get the punishment. Those who kill, those who cook, those who serve, so everybody gets the punishment. So it's not as, yeah. Hi, Giva has got a question. Thank you.
Lord Jayanta's son used to go to the florist's house to get some flowers, to pick some flowers.
He was nearly taking out all the flowers from the garden and used to be a girlfriend.
But then, why does he have to come to earth and pick the flowers? They will be more good flowers than the heavenly planet.
No, but if you do such a serious punishment, you have to serve the way. See, it's a depends on the seriousness. What you, sometimes you kill an ant also, if by chance, if you are doing or chanting holy name, Lord might not seriously punish you. But the thing is that you have to avoid the offenses as much as possible. Thank you very much, everybody. Hare Krishna.